I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A lot of what happens in Venezuela under President Hugo Chavez is described as socialist. Chavez himself says he's leading a socialist revolution to benefit the people. His critics, of course, say Chavez is more like a socialist tyrant. Politics aside, we were still surprised to hear that a socialist toy fair opened in Venezuela this week. The BBC's Anahí Arradas went to the fair to take a peek. She joins us from downtown Caracas. Anahí, tell us first off what the Venezuelan government means by socialist toy fair. They're not selling toy hammers and sickles, right?
Okay, it's not exactly socialist toys. They are toys sold in a socialist fair. A socialist fair is any kind of special shop that the Venezuelan government sets to sell food, to sell different kind of objects. It's not the first time that the Venezuelan government does that in Christmas. Last year it was about all the necessary ingredients to do Christmas dishes. And this year has been toys, mainly because the prices are so high, especially high because of the inflation as well. That's why there were so many people in these two fairs set in Caracas.
Right. I mean, they're basically, people are buying these toys at cost, 70% off the retail price. How did this come about? I mean, here in the U.S., it's regular Americans who donate toys for Christmas to disadvantaged children. How can the Venezuelan government have no problem investing $1.5 million in toys?
That's quite strange, but it's true that Venezuela has a lot of deals with China. They can go over the big companies in Venezuela that are trying to sell toys to inflated rates.
Anahí, you may not know this, but here in the United States, we've got this shopping day, the day after Thanksgiving, called Black Friday, when stores sell items below regular price and people start their Christmas shopping, you know, as early as midnight. Now, I'm wondering if this socialist toy fair, once it started, I mean, was it also kind of like a rush on Black Friday here? Did people have to stand in line for hours or even days?
Oh, yes. That day when I was there on Wednesday, there were 5,000 people, according to the government,
wow,
in this fair. When I got there, there were dads, moms, grandpas, all waiting in a long queue in the center of Caracas.
How long were they waiting online?
How long? I asked the first people in the queue, and they were waiting since 3 o'clock in the morning, so they slept there.
And what time did you happen to speak with them?
I spoke with them about midday, and they had been there for 9, 10 hours waiting. And some of them had been there also the day before.
Is that line still there today?
Yes, yes. The fair will be open till 15th of December.
Have they run out of toys yet?
Yes, mainly of Barbies.
Mainly Barbies.
When I went there, no Barbies.
I mean, it seems hard to argue with the idea of making toys more readily available to underprivileged kids this time of year, regardless of where the toys come from. Are there any critics, though, in Venezuela of this program?
Critics are saying why a socialist country is selling American toys or Chinese toys instead of selling Venezuelan toys.
Give me a couple of examples of, like, national products. What's the most popular toy made in Venezuela?
There was an idea to sell Bolivar dolls.
Like Simón Bolívar dolls?
Simón Bolívar dolls, yes.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
But I didn't see any.
Anahí Arradas with the BBC in Caracas, Venezuela. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.